Well, we've just had the most incredible meal in La Quatre Saisons in Le Manoir, and I've been very lucky because I've been allowed a kitchen tour and to meet the executive head chef, who is Gary Jones, and I'm just going to introduce myself to Gary. Hi, Gary. Thank you very much for the most amazing meal. You've got the most amazing kitchen here. It's really calm. You were telling me why it's so calm. Sorry.
Yeah, I think you've got to keep it calm. You've got to make sure every single person knows exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the training has to be impeccably good in order to get that consistency. So if your training's good, and I'm responsible for recruitment and training, then why would I be shouting? If I'm not shouting at the guys, my training would be no good. So we've got to make sure that training is, that's what it stands for. Obviously, there's errors, there's mistakes, and that's what I stand there with my head chef or with Carl, to make sure any errors don't go through the pass.
Right.
So the guest experience is the best it can possibly be.
I couldn't have been better. I mean, I was just saying that the meal was absolutely faultless. I mean, there was nothing whatsoever that could be improved on. And that's probably the first time in my life I've ever actually said that about anybody's meal. I trained, 20 years ago, and was working in a 5-star restaurant 20 years ago, and I cannot believe the chat. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in a professional kitchen, but this is absolutely outstanding. Outstanding. The people, the cleanliness, the organisation. Is this just normal, sort of, you're preparing for the main event of the evening event here?
Yeah, well, we just cleaned down for lunch. We've got, the majority of the team have actually gone off for a break, so we've got about 8 or 10.
It's still really busy, isn't it?
Yeah, 8 or 10 people who are, some are back from break, so we're just going on a break. So it's in between. Then we'll prepare for dinner because we've got a similar number tonight. We've got 93 in the restaurant tonight, which is full.
Yeah.
Every table is sold, which is fantastic, and a private dining room in the back as well.
Great. I'm just going to ask a question. Your waiters and waitresses, their knowledge was stupendous. I mean, really incredible, down to the most tiny detail that I was asking. Is that because you make a big effort to train the serving staff with the food?
Without a doubt. I don't think there's anything more annoying than a guest wanting to know. People want to know where the food is from these days.
Yeah.
Some people will want to know every single detail. Others
like me.
Not want to know a thing.
Yeah.
Just knowing that coming to Remy Blanc and the Manoir, they're going to get the best possible ingredients available, and that's what we try and do. So those guests that do want to know, I want every single one of those waiting staff to know where our fish comes from, where our meat comes from, the farm, the dairy, every last detail of the sustainability issues and all of those things. So we know everything that's been there. I've either visited the farm myself, been on the fishing boat we get our fish from, all of those things. I've got to pass that information on, and that's my job to make sure every one of my chefs and every one of the waiters that know those details.
No, I mean, the minuscule detail was what came through in everything, from the balance of the taste through to everything within the restaurant. Can you tell me, those balance of tastes, are the chefs tasting every... I mean, we see this on sort of... I mean, you must seem, you know, MasterChef.
Yeah.
Are they tasting... I mean, they're tasting all the way through when they're making?
Without a shadow of doubt. I put it in steps in my recipes. You know, you get to a key stage in a recipe, senior chef to taste.
Yes.
And every day I've got...
So another chef comes over and tastes the food as you're
senior,
making it.
A more experienced guy. Guys have worked with me for 4, 5, 6 years.
Carl's
been with me for about 7 years now, all told. So... They get to know exactly the level of what you're looking for and the flavours and tastes you're looking for.
Yeah.
And obviously that was passed on to me, to myself, from Michel Blanc himself. So I've worked with Michel Blanc for 14 years now.
Yeah.
So again, Paul's worked with me for 7 years. So there's a lot of experience within the team. So that way, when the younger guys with little experience who are making a recipe, you get a recipe, you know, and there's still 1,000 ways that can go wrong.
Yeah.
So at key stages in that recipe, they get it checked by myself or one of my head chef or a couple of my sous chefs.
Actually, I very much want to meet Carl, so I'm just going to wander over and meet him. I've just had the most amazing kitchen tour, and during that I've had time to explain the concept of my book. As a chef, but you also run a family, what do you think of the concept?
The concept's going to be great, and the one thing that you're going to do, and it's close to everybody's heart, is time.
Yeah.
Making the most of your time and getting double whammy for your hit. So I think it will be successful, I'm sure of it. I want a copy.
I will bring you a signed copy. No, I will bring you a signed copy, I promise.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, and good luck with it, and I hope it works well.
Thank you, that's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Okay.
The most incredible tour and meal. Thank you.